Welcome back to the Steve Show. Good to have you here talking about your good health today. I spent a fair amount of time talking about health because I want to make sure that you remain healthy. I want to make sure you're here listening to the program. And me personally, I want to make sure I see my kids graduate from high school and college and the grandkids as well, possibly. So I look after my health as best I can. I've lost 35 pounds in the last year, as you know, so I'm keeping my weight down and keep my blood pressure down and don't have to go anywhere near diabetes medicine and so forth. I want to keep it that way. And I also want to make sure that my heart is good and healthy. And on the phone with me today, Dr. Joel Cohn, cardiologist at the Sparrow Thoracic and Cardiovascular Institute, TCI. Dr. Cohn, welcome back.
Thanks, Steve. Nice to be back with you.
Always good to have you here. Now, PAD, peripheral artery disease, is an area that you have an expertise in. What is it, and why should I be concerned?
Well, peripheral arterial disease is a buildup of plaque or narrowing in blood vessels outside of the heart. And it results in problems with ambulation or problems with walking for people. It can result in problems with blood pressure and kidney function and can contribute, unfortunately, to gangrene and loss of limbs and can result, when it affects the arteries to the neck, can result in stroke and what we think is a reduction in cognition or memory function.
Now, I want to ask you about this because I have recently had some serious neck pain and told by my doctor that it is arthritis in nature, that I have arthritis growing. Now, I'm over 50 now. How would I know the difference? Because here you say that it mimics arthritis or chronic back pain, which I've had some of both. I've had chronic neck and back pain plus some difficulty in moving my neck, and I've been told it's arthritis. How do I know the difference?
Well, neck pain is usually not caused by vascular disease, but low back pain, which is very common for many people, or problems in the legs when they ambulate, can often be mimicked as a problem either related to the back with compression of the nerve roots that exit and go down into the back, or can be a problem with obstructive blood flow. And it's hard for people sometimes to differentiate the two, including some primary care physicians as well.
So how do I get to the root and know the difference, doctor? This is real to me now. I had no idea that there could be something else going on. I believe that it's probably arthritis, and maybe it still is, but I want to be sure because this sounds serious.
Right. For the neck issue, again, it's more than likely arthritis or something related to the spinal structure in your neck. But for leg pain that occurs with ambulation and stops when you rest, back pain may be more related to problems where you walk and have discomfort in your legs. But people often, when they stop, have to change position, sit down or lay down to get the discomfort to go away. That more commonly goes along with back problems than vascular problems. Vascular problems usually will occur when people walk and stop when they stop walking.
So when you have these, you would have an ache in the leg as you're walking. You would have an ache in the leg as you take the dog out or take the trash out. But when you sit back down, it seems to recede a bit is what you're telling me.
Usually you would get an ache in the leg, either in the calf or the thigh. And often if you walk a certain distance and then stop and stand still without even sitting down or laying down, it will go away if it's a vascular problem. If it's a back problem, people often have to sit or lay down or lean against a bench to get the discomfort to go away. And that goes along more with spinal stenosis.
And we're with Dr. Joel Cohn right now, cardiologist at the Sparrow Thoracic and Cardiovascular Institute, TCI. And so when you have these issues, then if somebody's listening right now, they say, gosh, that happens to me. And I have problems and pain in my leg, but when I stop, it kind of dissipates, it goes away. How serious of a problem are we looking at here? And how soon should they see their doctor like you?
Be nice for them to get in for an exam initially with their family doctor, or if they have a cardiovascular physician, either one within the next several weeks. And usually a simple exam of the pulses in the affected leg or extremity will be enough to help confirm a diagnosis. And then sometimes you need more advanced testing like Doppler ultrasound to really finally confirm the diagnosis. But people really should get in and get evaluated because it can be a tip-off of that problem, but more importantly, can be a tip-off that they have other vascular problems that may be affecting their heart or carotid arteries that feed the brain as well.
Doctor, when somebody comes to TCI, the Sparrow Thoracic and Cardiovascular Institute, they can see you, but really they're part of a big team, more than two dozen cardiologists on staff there. So no matter what the issue, with the heart, with the patient, pretty good chance the sparrow's on the cutting edge of figuring out how to deal with it, how to treat it, how to identify it, and make sure that patient's in better shape leaving when they head for the exit.
One of the benefits of being a larger cardiovascular practice like ours, which really is unique in the mid-Michigan community, is also the ability for us to subspecialize within the different realms or areas of expertise within cardiovascular disease. I happen to focus my efforts on the treatment of peripheral vascular disease, but I have colleagues who focus in congestive heart failure, colleagues that focus in structural heart problems, and colleagues that focus in rhythm management and other forms of arterial diseases. So larger groups are able to subspecialize and really provide the highest level of expertise in a patient's particular problem.
That's good to hear. So the other thing that I want to ask you about real quickly before we leave, the advancements in technology, whether it's for PAD or scoping the heart or putting in balloons or stents or whatever, the distance that we have covered in technology in the last few years is just incredible to me, and you must be on the forefront of that every day. That's got to be rewarding to you.
It really is. It's changed the management of disease. When I started as a young cardiologist almost 24 years ago, I often saw heart attacks and heart disease kill young men and young women, and they often didn't do well long term. Now we've essentially turned many of these illnesses into a chronic disease that is managed in a cooperative fashion with the patient and our heart team at Sparrow.
And that's good news. Now, if you're listening right now and you want to learn more, you can go to Sparrow TCI by calling 517-364-9650. That's Sparrow TCI. That's the Thoracic Cardiovascular Institute at 517-364-9650. Dr. Joel Cohn, I greatly appreciate you being here today. It's been a pleasure talking to you once again.
Hey, thanks, Steve. It's been lovely.
All right. Have a great afternoon, sir. And let me say this again. If you want to find out more, go to Sparrow TCI at 517-364-9650. Don't leave it to chance. Make sure you take care of it. We'll be right back right here on The Steve Gruber Show.